the Sun on Earth. Season 1, Episode 2, A Declaration of War, written by Sarkis M. Jones.
It was once thought that the Sun is a portal to another dimension. Since the discovery of celestial representatives on Earth, human vessels for cosmic consciousness, contemporary thought dictates that was just the beginning.
Fade in. Interior. Yvette's house, living room, afternoon. On a worn couch, Levante 19 lies asleep, on his back, with his arms folded across his chest. Atop the coffee table, next to him, is a mostly eaten, dried-out plate of spaghetti. He snores lightly. Jarred awake, Levante springs to his feet to find smoke billowing out of the kitchen. He dashes into the room. Cut to kitchen, continuous. In a frantic manner, Levante finds Malik 15 dousing the stove with a large pot of water.
What the fuck?
Turning around.
Don't worry about it.
Damn.
I got it.
You and her burned down the house.
Go back to sleep.
Levante walks back through the living room to the bathroom, laughing to himself.
Just survived a drive-by, and this nigga come burn me up in my sleep. Damn.
Cut to bathroom continuous. The bathroom is small and cluttered. Various masculine but mostly feminine hygiene and hair products occupy all the space on the sink, which appears to be dislodged from the wall. Levante removes his shirt and browses the selection of products. He finds some deodorant for men and begins to rub it under his arm. With the smoke alarm still blaring, Malik yells through the door.
Levante!
Yeah.
Levante!
Levante opens the door to find Malik in the hallway fanning the smoke detector.
What?
You can use my deodorant. It's the blue one.
Holding it up.
This one?
Yeah, that one. Hey, what's on your back?
Levante looks at his back in the mirror to find three horizontal gray streaks.
I don't know.
Mama says she was going to take you shopping when she got off work, but I can find you something if you want to go ahead and take a shower now.
Appreciate that.
Malik walks off.
The city of Memphis has a different landscape in this dimension than that of which you are familiar. The city is circular, built around a giant tree stump, 2 miles in diameter, a quarter mile high. With no record of the tree it once was, the stump remains a mystery as great as the cell rep phenomenon itself. The main streets of Memphis stretch from its center to beyond its outer edge, with others that mimic the curvature of its disc shape. These are populated with residences, commerce, access roads, etc. The city is divided by race and economic standing, with the wealthier and white pushing outwards of the disc, while its predominant black residents are generally economically contained towards its center. Memphis, product of cosmic mystery, built on unifying ideals, but torn apart by economic stratification.
Cut to exterior. Carver Street, day. Levante and Malik walk along an increasingly busy neighborhood street as they talk.
So you was gonna wake me up with some french fries so we can watch a movie?
But I fell asleep while they were cooking.
Still as goofy as you ever was. Ain't nothing changed.
Nah, plenty changed. You getting locked up really hit my mama hard. And your dad kidnapped your mom, man.
You didn't kidnap nobody.
But my mama took you in. Y'all became her sons. My brothers. Me, you, Mike, my mama and my dad. It was a family. Everything was good for a minute, then it all fell apart. Her oldest son went to jail at 14. My dad got put away on a murder charge. She spiraled. Got with this OG from the Legions. He treated my mama like shit. He beat her in front of us. He tried to hit us, but I was the one she wouldn't let him cross. Probably the only line. One time they went away for days. I didn't even know what to think. But I noticed some random niggas coming around the house. Shooters. Looking for him. You taught me how to recognize things not everybody would. And what to do about it.
The couple arrives in front of a school.
I'm thankful. I admire your clarity of vision. That's why I'm so disappointed to see you chilling with the very nigga that got you locked up.
What?
I gotta get my...
Malik runs off into the school grounds.
I know this nigga ain't just drop a bomb and run the fuck off.
Damn, he is faster.
Levante stands alone, scanning the area as children with and without parents exit the school building. His eyes land. He smiles and jogs up to Vanessa, 20, and Yuri, 15, as they are departing the school grounds.
Hey, you running for office?
No, my friend is. I'm just helping out with her campaign.
Vanessa slows to a stop as Yuri continues to walk for another moment.
Give me the keys. I'll wait in the car.
Vanessa complies and Yuri walks off.
My sister, Yuri.
Oh, you're half Chinese?
Japanese. Just her.
Cute. Her sister fine, though.
Wow. Right to the point.
You wanted me to play around the edges?
Well, you have to make sure I'm ready for you.
I did. Yesterday.
The two share a moment, looking into each other's eyes. Vanessa smiles.
Vanessa. Levante, right?
My reputation precedes me.
You should probably find out what that reputation is before you accept it with pride.
I don't need to know what it is. Everyone else do.
You something else. I suppose you gotta be as a 12-year-old that rose to muscle for one of the big four in just 2 years.
You're a fan?
My mother was the DA that prosecuted you.
Damn. That bitch, her mama?
And I'm a fan.
Oh, I'm beating that up.
From far off.
Jerry, get out of my head.
I'm not in your head.
I'm in his. He wants to beat you up.
Jerry! Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Here's my card. Call me.
Vanessa hurries off, scolding Yuri.
The fuck just happened?
From behind.
Don't even think about it. That girl's bad news.
Malik steps up with Mike, 10, at his side.
Her mom is like the white man's law. And like mama like daughter. You don't want no parts of that.
Shit. I want a couple of parts of it.
Mom married to a Chinese accountant or some shit.
Japanese.
Anyway, your sister's probably a cell rep. She can fuck with your mind. It's some weirdo uppity Negroes.
How you know?
It's my job to know the landscape my little brother coming up in. Got that from you too.
What's up, big head boy?
Levante pathetically attempts a fist bump, which Mike summarily rejects.
Damn. What you know about James?
I know he ain't really your friend. I know he got you locked up. I know he can fuck with your mind too. Thought I'm talking to this one
nigga.
Nah,
you don't know shit. James been having my back since I was Mike's age. Ain't no nigga I trust more.
I know. That's what makes him so dangerous.
You're a smart nigga now, huh?
Just minding the landscape.
Malik drops into a racer's start position.
On your mark. Get set.
Excited, Mike follows suit.
I can see the Vaughn can't see everything. Go!
Malik and Mike race to the intersection.
This little nigga sharp, but he don't know what the fuck he talking about.
Levante notices uncanny speed on Malik's part as he zips back and forth a couple times between the intersection and Mike's position.
Damn. Shit went left when I was coming.
As he watches the boys, a car containing two young males cruises by. The driver and Levante lock eyes. As the car passes, Levante doesn't take his eyes off the car until it turns a corner. Dissolve to exterior James' apartment later. With a keen eye on his surroundings, Levante walks up to an apartment door in a complex littered with broken, discarded furniture and other household trash. He knocks. James, 24, opens the door and walks away.
Man.
Cut to interior James' apartment, continuous. The front room of the apartment contains the bare essentials. a couch, a coffee table, a television, and a couple of chairs for guests. The walls are bare, and marijuana smoke lingers in the air. Levante walks beyond the front room to a small dining area where Craig, 22, is seated, studying a spread of papers and smoking a blunt. James returns with a beer for Levante.
Bon, we were just talking about you.
Naturally.
We lost good people. You need to start thinking before you do shit.
The fuck? Who the fuck is you?
The only nigga that can cool down the shit you started before it gets too hot. Walter, Nick, Tyrell, Book.
Damn, they missed one.
This funny to you? This a joke?
Nah, just you.
You ain't cute, bruh.
I make your pussy wet, though, don't it?
Fuck you. These was key niggas. I gotta rework our entire system just to keep the cash flow. I gotta teach Marcus the court roots. Red gotta know who gets what and how much. I gotta talk to Cedric from the Third to stop this war you started. We can't afford this shit right now.
Nigga, stop crying. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. They was my family. I know what the fuck we lost. Warriors. Your bitch made ass women deserve to speak their name. Switch it up and not none of them will be sitting up here crying about their job. Nigga, shut the fuck up and do the work. Do the work, nigga. Do the work. James, where you get this nigga from?
Now, Vaughn, Craig happens to come from a very affluent African-American family almost on the edge of the M-Disc. He's consumed an exorbitant amount of gangster movies and rap from back in the day, so he knows what he's talking about.
Levante and James laugh. Craig is not amused, but James coaxes him into joining them.
They took some of our family, our warriors. What we gonna do about that, Vaughn?
I'll tell you what we ain't gonna do. We ain't gonna talk to him, beg their forgiveness, get him some dome. We already cut their head off. Let's take a couple more limbs.
There he is. The Bun is back.
I wanna put a slight modification on that. I don't think we should escalate. We talking about the Third Street. Their guns got guns. It'd be another thing if it was just over a regular street fight, but the Bun here had to beat the Third nigga with whatever the fuck until he was almost dead. These niggas ain't gonna stop till we all sleeping. We need to de-escalate.
Damn, nigga. Can you remove your pussy off the table, please?
Motherfucker.
James interjects with a gesture.
Focus. Craig needs to know what you beat him with and where you hit it so he can make it disappear.
I didn't hit him with nothing but these hands.
Bullshit.
Craig rifles through his papers, then reads.
Subject suffered a fractured skull, severe concussion. You were right about that. Broken orbital socket, broken nose, broken jawbone with 4 dislodged teeth recovered at the scene. Lucky. A broken collarbone, a fractured collarbone, fractured right humerus bone, broken radius bone on left and right arm, 6 broken ribs.
What the fuck?
6 broken ribs. Multiple perforations in both lungs, extensive upper body bruising. I could go on. We haven't even gotten to internal organs yet. Point is, you did not do that with just those hands. Want to modify your story?
I didn't do that.
That's what I know. If we go into war, we don't need you to be getting put back in lockup. Going against the Third is basically suicide, and we already short. Just tell me what you used and where you put it, and I'll do the work.
Nigga, I said I didn't do that shit. Did I do that shit? Nah, I ain't do that shit. Hammer, a CO came through right before I dipped. He must have did it.
A correctional officer beat an inmate within an inch of his life?
I see you ain't never been to prison. A hammer can do whatever the fuck he want. He a dirty nigga that answers to dirty niggas. They be worse than a nigga that's locked up.
Why can't you just admit you fucked up?
Suddenly, Levante flies out of his chair violently and lunges across the table at Craig. Beer bottles slide and shatter on the floor as Craig hops back against a wall to avoid him. James intercepts.
Whoa. What the fuck? This nigga can't take the truth, but I'm the one with the pussy.
Avante makes another attempt, but James successfully counters him.
Craig, shut the fuck up.
James pushes Avante out the door. Cut to exterior James' apartment. Continuous. James steps on the porch, holding Avante. He breaks free.
All right. I'm good.
Nigga don't know when to quit. Ain't got no instinct to tell him when his life is in danger. Might be in the wrong business.
Nah, I wasn't gonna kill him. I was just gonna beat his ass. Put a slight modification on his tone of voice.
Good. He's valuable. Smart. Turned the whole operation from rags to riches. Just about overnight. We ain't no street gang no more. Nah, we something else. Memphis is just the beginning. So I'm gonna need my muscle and my brain. Tell you what, you can beat his ass. As long as you don't give him the Barker treatment, God damn, that nigga will not survive. So you didn't do it.
Couldn't have. Just these hands, bruh.
Too bad. Could have bragging rights that my muscle knocked out the third nigga.
Don't get it twisted. I did knock his gorilla boot ass out, but I ain't do all that.
Vaughn, we niggas, right? I mean, I'm a friend of you.
Of course. You my boy. Always have my back.
Cool. Listen, Craig, you should kill that nigga.
Those five words echo in Levante's head again.
You should kill that nigga.
You should kill that nigga. You should kill that nigga. You should kill that nigga. You should kill that nigga. You should kill that nigga.
For a moment, then, as if he just remembered something, he snaps back.
What you say?
I said I value you like you were my own little brother. My little brother that needs his money.
James reaches in his pocket, pulls out a wad of $100 bills, and slaps it in Levante's hand.
When you got put away, you missed payday, man. Hopefully now, you can buy you some tighter pants.
James releases a hearty laugh as he enters the apartment. Levante is left alone, staring at the cash in his hand.
And a phone, goddammit! A nigga gotta reach you through word and mouth and shit.
Cut to exterior Applegate Street, evening. Levante strolls along the street, lost in thought as he plays with his new phone.
Same like to me, this motherfucker should fly me to the fucking moon much as it costs. She was fine though. Wait, the hammer came out to the yard right after me. He must have called some of them other niggas and they beat his ass. Dirty ass motherfuckers.
Levante?
Oh shit. Where the hell you come from?
From out of nowhere, Malik appears next to him.
A track? I'm a real nigga track star. Pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Yeah.
Malik does a funny dance.
You stupid.
I'ma bless the track next year. Just getting my laps in.
Oh, for real? Let's see what you got.
Oh, turtles in hell looking ass.
Levante takes off his shoes.
On your mark, get set.
Nah, see, you already trying to cheat. With them talons in your feet, better take flight like a car looking ass.
Shut up, nigga. Go.
Levante takes off with Malik just a moment behind. Around the block, the two first cousins run as fast as they can. By the time they complete the lap, the race has spilled out onto the street. They laugh and pant as they cross the finish line.
Ah, slow ass nigga. You can't beat me. You can't beat me. I run from the cops, nigga. Motivation.
Well, you start off cheating, I still almost touched your ass.
Shit. You just mad because you slow.
Derek, 25, yells from across the street, a couple of houses down.
Y'all niggas fast as fuck, damn!
I am, but he ain't. Hey, bruh, why you wasn't at the trap last night?
Cause I'm lucky, nigga. I don't fuck with them niggas no more.
Derek goes inside.
Damn.
I don't blame him.
Levante puts his shoes back on.
Why you run the street barefoot like that?
Out of the corner of his eye, Levante catches a glimpse of a familiar vehicle. He quickly grabs Malik and ducks behind a parked sedan as gunshots penetrate the lighthearted moment. The shots stop. The vehicle gone before they know it. They get up.
You good? Let me check, because niggas be shot and they only know it.
Levante spins Malik to check all around.
You good?
What about you?
Malik turns Levante and stops at his right side.
Damn.
He lifts his shirt.
You caught one? You for real don't feel it?
I feel something cold.
Curiously, Malik reaches out to touch the wound.
Ah, shit.
And quickly jerks his hand away.
What?
It's hot as hell. How do you feel something cold?
I don't know. It just feels cold. Those are same niggas I saw at the school.
What? You saw niggas at the school?
Yeah. I knew those fools looked funny.
Malik drops into silent thought for a moment.
You gotta stay away from Mike.
What?
I heard about the drive-by last night. Now niggas coming to Mike's school? Shooting at you in the street in broad daylight? You ain't been out 2 days. I don't know what the fuck you did to get so hot so quick, but you're not bringing that shit around Mike.
That's my little brother.
Nigga, that's my little brother. Where was you when the legions were out here violating treaty and shooting up the quad? Where was you when he got hit by that car and broke his leg? You don't even know that happened because you was in jail over your boy stabbing you in the back. But I was there. Every time that little nigga stubbed his toe or tripped on the sidewalk, I was there to pick him back up. Not you. You can die if you want, but you're not taking him with you. If I see you around Mike, it's on sight.
With that, Malik darts off.
Damn.
Levante's phone rings.
We got a quad meet tonight. I'll text you the address.
Cut to interior, fast food restaurant. Restroom, evening. Levante stands at a mirror as an employee sweeps the floor. He removes his shirt and runs water over it. Sufficiently wet, he reaches back to address his wound, then looks at the shirt to assess the damage. Bewilderment strikes his face. He reaches back without the shirt and looks at his hand.
What the fuck?
Fade out.
Notorious for its unrelenting gang violence, Memphis is threatened or protected, depending on your perspective, by four Main Street gangs presiding over quadrants. Years ago, the violence became untenable. In the name of self-preservation, the four then leaders came together and established the boundaries of the four quadrants, as well as cords, neutral routes through every quadrant for ease of trafficking. With the Legions to the northwest, MAD to the northeast, Third Street to the southwest, the Fraction to the southeast, and embedded consequences for violations, an imperfect but relatively stable system prevailed. Before the sun rose, it appeared unlikely, that is, a declaration of war.
Fade in. Exterior. The Stump. Deserted street. Night. 8 black men and 3 black women, age 17 to 27, stand in 4 groups in the middle of the road in the dead of night. There are no houses to populate the street, only a few crumbling foundations and driveways that lead to nowhere. The sound of cold breezes navigating around tree leaves disturb the quiet stillness. Levante steps on the scene, filling the void next to James and Craig.
You're late.
I got shot.
James is visibly taken aback. Cedric, 23, of 3rd Street speaks.
In violation of the treaty, MAD, the offending party, must provide restitution equivalent to the offense to be decided by the leader of the offended party. Since Barker cannot be here...
Since your muscle put Barker in an induced coma, I am the acting third man.
Bone, 27, also of 3rd Street, interrupts.
I've decided. An eye for an eye. James is to be beaten with this metal pole. until, well, I'm satisfied.
What? Hell no. That nigga came at me first, tried to slip my throat over some damn cigarettes I ain't even take, and you already killed four of ours? Nah, we don't accept.
James, get your dog, bruh. The four you lost was a tragic event we had nothing to do with. Must have been a lower scent.
Bullshit.
If Mad doesn't accept, there's only one other option. War. And don't get it twisted. We will annihilate every single one of you.
Fuck you, nigga. Ain't my fault your first, second, or whatever the fuck, nigga, was a big ass bitch.
Craig's head drops into his hand.
Oh my god. This fucking nigga.
Fuck that nigga. Fuck this nigga. Fuck your mama. And fuck your weak ass set.
Fine.
I'm the nigga you trying to touch. I beat his big Harambe looking ass. So pop off.
Levante pulls his shirt off and spreads his arms out. James pulls him back.
Hey, nigga, what the fuck you doing?
No matter what happens, don't flinch. The fuck you waiting on? You don't know how to...
Let's lose three shots, leveling Levante.
God damn! That nigga was loud. Disturbing the peace looking ass nigga. Bruh, you have to work with this nigga? I know I just did you a favor. But since you ain't got no muscle, you ain't got no fight. Bone is not without mercy, so let's call it even.
As if from the dead, Levante slowly rises to his feet. Everyone is frozen in disbelief. Their jaws on the pavement. Levante stands tall as he flexes. His wounds leak gray liquefied bullets without missing a beat.
Nah, nigga. You said you wanted war? Let's go to war.
Cut to black. The Sun on Earth, Season 1, Episode 2, A Declaration of War. This episode featured music by I Am Breezy. Narration by Robert Rose.
Direction and sound design by Zarkus M. Jones.
Levante Carter by Shavon Johnson.
James Maddox and Derek Wright by Darius Fry.
Craig Curtis by Desmond Tonomipel.
Malik Johnson by Roger Moore.
Vanessa Isis Parks and Yuri Takahashi by Priscilla Welch.
Bone and Cedric by Vladimir Lusant.
Kronos by Trey Thorne. The Sun on Earth is a 100% listener-funded, indie-made production.
Powered by A Phi Kron. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at the Sun on Earth _. Thanks for listening.